Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday. That is Linkin Park, and today is the one-year anniversary of Chester Bennington's death.
Oh, that's the bad news.
That's the bad news. There are a bunch of things happening worldwide, actually. Worldwide tributes for the anniversary of Chester's death. If you go to at Linkin Park, I want to say this is on Twitter. I guess it's possible it's Instagram, but it looks like Twitter. There is a list of global memorial events taking place today. So if you are interested in going and remembering Chester, then there are events around. I'm sure RadioAlice.com is a good source for that as well. Rest in peace, Chester Bennington. Bottle, B-O-T-T-L-E. Text bottle to 72881 by the end of this hour. And you could win $1,000, just like Cara did yesterday at this exact time. She was our 7 o'clock listener.
Right.
She texted in whatever the word was yesterday at 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. And she won $1,000.
Way to go, Cara.
All right, man. $1,000. Woo! Text bottle to 72881 by the end of this hour, and you've got your own chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. One lucky national winner gets $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Bottle is this hour's code word.
We want winners.
We do want winners. It's true. Bryn, did you happen to grab that audio we were just listening to in the other room?
Yes.
That is
I'm working on it right now.
Okay, I'll do it. Tell me when you're ready. It's crazy.
Bad.
If you want, yes. I have a whole thing where people are yelling at each other.
Mm.
A few people were yelling yesterday. But we'll get to that soon. Let's relax for a while, you guys.
All right.
Bristol Palin.
What about
Sarah Palin's daughter? Yeah. She is joining the cast of Teen Mom OG. So Teen Mom is a show.
Mm-hmm.
What channel's that on? Like Lifetime
MTV.
Or something?
MTV.
Oh, it's MTV?
It started there. Is that where it still is?
I believe so. So I don't watch MTV anymore, but I believe it's still.
It's had a few cycles and with some different Teen Moms. You know,
yeah.
There's lots of those around.
There's like Teen Mom OG, and then they have some other ones. And I'm ashamed to say that I know the OG one.
So which one is Farrah Abraham on?
She's OG.
Okay, so that girl is the one.
And actually, I believe she got fired.
And that's why they're looking to replace her. They need another kind of name to be, because she's like the one that everybody knows.
Well, because she's a porn star and has had more surgery. She's unrecognizable as
and
some
that's why
teenager.
Yeah. That's why they parted ways, because she's in the porn industry now, and they're trying to show these single moms.
And I think she ended up suing them. Because they were horn shaming her.
Yeah. So they've parted ways,
okay.
And they need someone to replace. So don't when they say Teen Mom OG, do they mean the original cast?
Yes.
So Sarah Palin's joining something that she's that's wasn't called the original
of.
Cast, but she's wasn't
correct.
Well,
not Sarah Palin. Sorry, Bristol Palin.
Who cares, right?
Here's Bristol with some of her. She was pregnant when she first came onto the scene, when her mom was a vice presidential candidate, and so at 17 she had a baby.
Mm-hmm. She's a cute lady.
Oh, she's actually beautiful.
Look at Farrah Abraham though. She's just a surgery victim.
Let me see.
In this shot down below here. That's her face.
Oh yeah, she's just. It's just all through the mouth and nose and cheeks and just shot full of fillers. And
mm-hmm. Well, last week was it that Kylie got rid of her fillers?
Yeah.
And so the very next day after that story broke, what's her face? Farrah took hers out as well.
Do you take it out or do you just not keep putting it in?
Right.
I don't know, but from the pictures I saw, it looked like they were taking something out.
Oh.
Oh.
I don't really know how that works.
I thought the fillers.
Or like injections.
A shot, yeah.
That have to dissipate.
Right.
That have to be allowed to sort of work out of your system.
So when
I don't
heard
know.
That she was not going to do that, was going to take out her fillers, I just assumed I'm not getting any more shots in my lips.
I don't know. Farrah posted the video of it, and I didn't press go on the video, but it seemed to me that they were taking something out.
Maybe
it's something else other than fillers.
I always think of the term implant as something that could be removed, put in or removed.
Yes.
But a filler or Botox, those all seem to be
you put them in,
temporary.
They dissipate after however long.
Then you don't redo, yeah.
Right. How does anybody seen Kylie since she got the lip stuff removed?
Because
she had no lips. I'm telling you, you see pictures of her as a little girl, and it's like, oh, how unfortunate she was born without lips.
No top lip, yeah. I've seen some photos.
It's not that bad.
Recently.
Yes, it is.
It wasn't that bad.
It was. It was like there was just the top of the lip. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the only, no bottom of the lip was there.
She was the ugly one.
She was. For sure. She was like the unfortunate. Oh, my God, she's gorgeous now.
Yeah. Even
gorgeous.
More than Kim.
Yeah. Well, Kim.
This message is awful.
I know.
It's an awful message.
Well, look, that's
the ugly one with no lip,
right?
And now she's almost a billionaire because she's had enough surgery to make her look like and yet better than Kim.
Right. Mm-hmm. She's the newer, younger Kim. It's ageist and facist. We're facists. Not to be confused with fascists. Anyway, Bristol Palin's going to join the cast of Teen Moms. She's got three kids, actually. I want to say she has like a 14-month-old. There it is. 14-month-old and a 2-year-old. And then she's got a 9-year-old that she had with her ex, Levi Johnson. That's the one she had when she was 17. So, anyway, there you go. And I think she's breaking up with her husband.
Oh, the guy she just married him.
Yeah, they said that they said they were breaking up, but then she's been posting lots of stuff with him on Instagram and how great he is. And I don't know,
if you got kids, man, you're not going anywhere, right?
Right. Speaking of reality shows on TV, Dancing with the Stars is going to do a juniors round. And Honey Boo Boo is going to star on it. The only other person I see listed is Miles Brown, who stars on Blackish as Joe Jackson. So Alana?
Alana, uh-huh.
Honey Boo Boo Thompson. Better redneckanize. So that should be fun. Here's a picture.
How old is she? She's 12 now.
She's just a little girl still. But she was one of those beauty pageant chicks. She's on a show with her mom. What the hell is that show called?
It is like, it's sort of a before and after, hot or not, something like that. Something.
From not to hot.
Yes. That's it.
Yeah. No, anyway, congratulations to all those people on their continued working in Hollywood.
Making them money.
Dollar made me holla. So, screaming matches, and just screaming in general. One of these is a screaming match. One of them is just screaming. Do you have the Roseanne Barr stuff ready to go?
I do. How much of it do you want? Do you want to start from the beginning or just the one part where she goes crazy?
I just go from the one part where she starts to go crazy. So here's the deal. She agreed to let her son, Jake, interview her about the whole fiasco that ended with her getting fired from ABC. So this started with a tweet, a racist tweet about Valerie Jarrett. She compared her to a character from Planet of the Apes. I'm sure we're all familiar with this. Everybody went bananas, and then they kicked her off her show, Roseanne. Actually, they canceled the show, and now they've rebooted it. They're calling it The Conners. In this video that she's sitting down for, and it looks like a professional rig. I don't know what her son Jake does. You know, is he? He actually swears as he's off camera talking to her. I mean, he drops the F word a couple times. And he's trying to get her to explain herself. She, meanwhile, has bleach blonde hair. She is a mess. She's smoking a cigarette. Her hair is a freak. She's constantly running her hands through her hair, which is just looking. I mean, do you have any live shots from the video?
Yeah.
She's just all over the place. She looks like she hasn't. She actually looks like she's effed up. Like she looks like
looks and sounds. Our intern goes, "Oh, she looks cracked out."
Yeah, she looks
probably
like
not
she's
cracked, but there's something
on
maybe
something.
Prescription drugs. Who knows?
So he's trying to get her hilarious.
Ugh.
Undone. And this is apparently a teaser clip that he's released for a full-length interview that he did with his mom. So I don't know where this is going to air or when we're going to see it. Maybe it'll just be online. But there's Roseanne screaming. Who doesn't want to hear that? That is around. Certainly there are plenty of outlets that have that if you want to see it for yourself.
I typed in Roseanne.
Yes, and it's the first thing right that up. Pops up. So that's where she's at right now. Mm-hmm. On The View yesterday... do you watch any Fox News? There's this chick. She's a judge. Her name is Jeanine Pirro.
Yes, she has a one of those judge shows.
Oh, does she?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see her as a commentator.
Actually, kind of like her, but she creeps me out in this particular segment.
Well, what is her name? Because I've Jeanine seen the
Pirro.
Judge shows.
Jeanine Pirro. She's an attractive woman. I would say she's our age, maybe a little older.
She's
brown hair,
early 60s.
Oh, do you think?
I think so.
Oh, well, she looks great. But she is an outspoken Trump supporter. Like, she and goes to the extreme
to
make.
She's 67.
Oh, my God. She looks amazing.
She does. Well, right.
But she's she knows all the buzzwords. She's just an outspoken supporter of Trump, and anything that he says is gospel. So she gets invited on The View. Which I don't know if the whole panel is super left-leaning, but I know Whoopi is. And I think...
They don't have a token conservative on there.
You know, they did for a long time.
I thought that's what Elizabeth Hasselbeck was.
She absolutely
yeah,
was.
And there's a couple ladies, one who used to be on Good Morning America. Her name is Sarah, and she's kind of she fills that role.
Oh, so she'll be like a devil's advocate as they're, you know, screaming lefties. She and Whoopi get into it.
I have a lot of it if you want to just roll it.
Yeah, just lead me up to it because so she came on there. So I don't know if you've heard this thing. The other day ago, Trump called, he coined a term, the Trump derangement syndrome, where anybody who's a liberal, if they hear something that he says, that they go deranged and I guess this is his theory that, you know, when he said, I meant to say wouldn't, but I said would.
And do you have the name of the book that she's promoting on the show?
I don't want to promote her book.
All right.
Okay, I'll tell you what's horrible. Everybody talking at once. If you would like to watch that full clip, just type in Whoopi Goldberg, and I'm sure that's the first thing that pops up. But anyway, so that's where we're at as a country right now. Nobody can have a civil. You know what's funny? Because even Hooman mentioned it this morning, like Democrats and Republicans. But you know what? Most people. We all are centrists, and we get along, and we find ways to make it work. And if we find ourselves getting into a heated political conversation, I personally take a step back. I say, you know what? We clearly think mm-hmm. other things. Let's talk about something else. And I actually think that most people are like that. You know what? You know what I don't want in my life? Confrontation and arguments. And I get it. They're on a show, and they have to stand up and defend their stuff.
But I love at the very end of it when I can't remember exactly, Bryn, what she says, but she's like, girl, bye. And then she tells one of the co-hosts to intro the commercial or the break.
Like, get us out of here.
Yeah. Like, oh, wow.
Jeanine, after the fact, I guess they got her out on the street and she was pissed off and fuming that, you know, if you're going to invite me on your show, you better let me talk. All right. Thank you, Judge Jeanine Pirro. Goodbye.
I hope
you had a nice time on The View. Let's all just try to be a little nicer. Everybody has a different opinion. Let's just try to either find common ground or just talk about something else. Here's something, guys. There's a way to eat a banana that if you're a dude... If you're a guy and you are gay, I guess you should take a bite from the top. But if you're a guy and you're not gay, you wouldn't want anyone to think you were. So you need to break the banana up. So says Wiz Khalifa. Oh. I thought there was going to be more to it than that. You need to break it up or you'll be... What did he say? Sus?
Yeah, it seems sus as in suspect.
Suspect.
Mm. Oh.
Well... For the longest time, you used to eat a banana in one bite in here. We had it on video at least.
Without chewing.
Day after day.
Pretty impressive.
Aww.
Okay, that is not true.
What? We have pictures.
No, you have freeze frames from when the banana's already half gone and I'm taking a bite
You're halfway in your mouth. I mean, you know, you should be proud of that, Sarah.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with...
Well, maybe I got more followers out of it.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's the reason.
Uh-huh.
That's right. I get it now.
Wow. That wasn't a peace sign you just showed us.
What was it?
You're missing the pointer finger in that peace sign.
The former DJ whose radio antics inspired the Robin Williams movie Good Morning Vietnam. It's interesting that I just watched the Robin Williams HBO documentary Come Inside My Mind.
Mm-hmm.
And Hooman, do you remember this? They actually have a lot of footage of him filming Good Morning Vietnam. And there he is sitting just very quietly, just waiting for them to say action. And when they say action, he just...
explodes.
Just explodes. That's the word for it. Because it's not even like a light switch going on and off. And that's actually sort of a theme throughout the documentary. It's on HBO right now if you want to... It's 2 hours long. It really is long. And if you love Robin, you got to watch it. But it's...
That's the theme also. Right before he took the stage at the Met,
he's quiet.
Just stands perfectly still.
Perfectly still. Not even like shifting, like getting ready. Just...
He excels.
In stillness.
He just like completely exhales all the breath out. And then they introduce him and he explodes.
Runs onto the stage.
Did you finish it?
I haven't watched the last 15 minutes yet, but I will at some point this weekend. So they show some footage of him actually filming the movie. And he's, I don't know if you want, did you see that when you were a kid? Like, I don't know when that came out.
Of course, absolutely.
Yeah, it was a great movie.
I'm a big fan of Robin Williams. I've seen most of the stuff he's done.
So the DJ who inspired the movie Good Morning Vietnam has passed away. His name was Adrian Cronauer. He was 79, no cause of death other than... age-related illness. He hosted something called the Don Buster radio show during his service as an Air Force sergeant in Saigon from 65 to 66. And they say the movie actually did deviate from his actual story, but they stuck to the facts on certain details. Robin once said he did play rock and roll. He did do characters to introduce Standard Army announcements. And Good Morning Vietnam was his signature line. So rest in peace to Adrian Cronauer, the actual Good Morning Vietnam DJ. In theaters today, The Equalizer 2, that Hooman and Rudy did a little review of yesterday.
Yeah.
The movie that you should have reviewed is Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. That would have been, because that's the one that I would go see this weekend. But
well, give us a review on Monday, Sarah. You're going to see it, right, this weekend?
Please.
We can't wait.
There's a zillion movies I would see before that. But I will rent it at some point on TV.
in my house.
Yes. So yesterday, Bryn was driving Rudy to BART.
Oh, yes, I was.
And Rudy did the Shiggy Challenge.
So, you know, I'm on my Spotify. I'm just playing songs. Top hits, obviously. Yeah. Drake's all over that. And song comes on and he goes, hey, dude, I'm going to do it. I'm like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. He opens the door and just hops out and just starts
while
doing
you're rolling.
Well, we're at a light at first. And the light turns green, and I'm like, and then you can hear me in the video going, let's go, because he's like dancing in the street, there's cars behind us honking.
And he is just beaming the biggest smile on his face as he's doing the whole dance. So we put, I guess it's on his Instagram?
No, it was on my Instagram.
Yours.
He grabbed it from mine and put it on his, and now it's on Alice's. So
I watched it 3 times during the break.
It's so cute.
It's fun.
Because Bryn actually starts taking off, and then you see his little hands as he's trying to run
catch up with
the car. So you can see that at the Alice973 Instagram, or see the original version of it on Brynny Boy, BRYNNYBOY. On Instagram. Follow us all. A lot of people follow Alice973, and you're missing out because you should be following us too. Come on. Also, there's a movie out this weekend called Unfriended Dark Web. Did you hear anything about this? A barista steals a laptop from a coffee shop's lost and found, and while he's video chatting with a group of friends, he shows him a bunch of disturbing videos that he found on this laptop that he took.
Oh.
And then the owner barges into the online chat. Demanding his laptop back.
What's it called?
Unfriended. Ooh. Dark Web. Dark Web.
Gnarly.
Yeah. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Things that'll put you in a better mood. Dog and kitten story.
Oh.
And bacon makes the news as well.
Boy, that sounds like my kind of break.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by LinkedIn. Yuzette, do you have that piece of paper with our predictions as to how long
I do.
Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande would last?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Things aren't looking so happy in paradise.
Breaking news.
People.
Oh, no.
Well, it's, look, it's Radar Online, so.
I don't believe it.
Oh, really? Well, okay, this is the first story I'm seeing about it, too, so I just want to revisit where we all guessed, but they're basically saying that she's feeling regrets over accepting his proposal so quickly. 2 weeks ago, she was defending her man over controversial comments he made about the terrorist attack at her UK concert last year. Remember this? And a friend is claiming that she's having some serious cold feet about their future, so... Ariana didn't really know who Pete was and fell in love with the idea of being in love, says this friend of hers, allegedly. Her friends and family, as well as her team, are already starting to see this relationship fall apart. So they got engaged just a few weeks after confirming that they were even together. I think it's been about a month. I think that happened
since they got engaged.
Yeah, I think it happened right before we went on vacation, right?
I'd say longer than that. Maybe 6 weeks.
So 6 weeks or so. So we all made predictions at that time. Just let's revisit that and... see where.
Okay, so what's the date today? July
20th.
Hooman said September 1st.
Okay.
I said December 31st. Bryn said 5 years.
Oh, 5 years. Oh, how are you feeling about that prediction right now?
Yeah, I have faith.
All right.
Vinny said June 21st, 2019.
Oh, you gave it a year.
Sarah said August 10th.
Oh, August 10th. Oh, I'm looking good.
You're looking good.
I'm looking really good.
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
But considering the source.
Yes, it is Radar Online. They're looking for anything.
They're
print
full of
anything.
Crap,
right. They don't have to say who their source is. Or let's not.
Oh, I love this song.
Let's stay together.
You know, I can't relate at all to the proposal and all that stuff at all. But there is that early feeling where you're just like, I want to just stay with you.
I could eat you up.
This is the best thing that's ever happened.
I
want to
crawl inside
you. I can't get enough.
Right. Yep. Cannot get enough.
Yes.
We should get married. Great idea.
Yes.
I want to feel like this forever.
We will, right?
Baby.
Oh. Pulling out Smash Mouth.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, Smash Mouth. How you guys doing? LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates, ensuring your job is matched to the right people. For a $50 credit toward your first post, visit linkedin.com/traffic. Terms and conditions apply.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Go to our station's website. The IT department did a magnificent job.
The digital department, also formerly known as the IT department.
Whatever, it's the Mona Lisa of websites. Mm.
Ron and Brad, working hard.
The digital.
Talk and John.
They're the IT department.
Oh, all right, whatever.
The computer guys.
Right, don't expect me to get that right, unless you write it down.
Ever.
Right, write that down or
tape it up right there, right. Sure.
Here's what's happening. There's a 30-year-old woman in Georgia named Whitney Braley who's confined to a wheelchair, so she has a service dog, a 3-year-old female husky named Banner.
Oh, cute.
Earlier this month, Banner was acting weird all day.
Oh, no.
And started tugging on Whitney's dress outside their home in Menlo. I guess it's northwest of Atlanta.
Okay.
She started leading Whitney into the woods, and when Whitney finally caught up, she found Banner circling a cardboard box with 7 newborn kittens inside. I guess someone had abandoned them and left them inside there to die out in the woods. But Banner found them in time, and all 7 kittens have survived. Whitney doesn't know how Banner even knew they were there. I guess smell.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
From a distance, because they weren't making any noise. And when she opened the box, Banner shoved her head in and gently picked one of them up with her mouth without hurting it. There it is. There's Banner and there's the kitten.
Oh, look at that.
Now Banner will not leave them.
That is the sweetest. This is so sweet.
She treats them like her puppies and even sleeps with them.
Oh, my God. That's so cute. Pictures are tiny baby kittens.
Are their eyes even open yet?
They look so...
They weren't in the first photo, I think, since...
That is so
sweet.
There
you go. Sleeping with
rotten,
them.
Rotten, awful, disgusting person does
just
this.
Just abandons kittens.
Take them somewhere.
Just take them somewhere.
Whitney posted the pictures online and says she's taking care of them until they get a little older because they're not ready for adoption yet. Mm-hmm. But she says she's going to make sure they all get adopted.
You know what's cute? There's looks like 6 black ones and 1 white one.
Mm-hmm.
Are they all? They're so freaking cute.
Like a banner licking that one.
He just loves his little kittens. That's the sweetest dog. Look how sweet that dog is.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cute. That's so damn cute.
That's fun, right?
That is fun. I'm sure she'll have no problem placing those kittens either. I mean, what a great story.
Story's gone
like,
viral.
I want one of those kittens.
Right. No, you don't.
You're right. I don't, but I'll take one.
if cats can stay kittens. Ugh.
I know. Kittens are so cute.
Yeah.
Somehow I have 2 cats now. I don't know how that happened.
2?
I'm sorry. What happened? Stinky's your cat now, too?
Sparky lives at our house.
Nuh-uh.
I swear, Sparky, every time I open the garage, like, there's Sparky eating Leo's food, fully, like, going for, I think, I'm picking up kitty litter from both of them now.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
my God.
They live together.
Whose actual cat is that?
It's the neighbor across the street. They were like, hey, we're going to bring you some food because our cat doesn't eat here anymore.
Yeah, well, he doesn't eat there anymore because there's no food out there.
Oh. I really like the ambiance at your house.
That's so funny.
Gross cat, you want to go hang out in the backyard?
Yeah, now I have a friend. I can't stand the other people I live with.
It's just me and you against
God
the world.
You came along.
I know. We're best friends forever.
I can't get enough of you, baby.
It's true. That's our theme song.
There's a 19-year-old guy named Corey Urbowski who worked as a receptionist at a small web design company in Chicago. And on Monday, he got a text from an unknown number that said, quote, I'm making you come at 12 on Friday. That's the text.
Like to my house or whatever?
He didn't. That's what it said.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making you come at 12 on Friday. He thought the text was from somebody he'd met in the past and didn't have contact written in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So where would
he be coming to?
So he responded, first off, you're not making me do bleep.
Mm.
Second off, I don't remember scheduling any
appointments.
Appointments, but he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
He took it to a different
place. Oh, that's weird.
I don't remember scheduling any
appointments.
Richard appointments. When the person responded, he found out who the text was from. It was his boss who'd just gotten a new number.
Mm-hmm. Does he have a weird relationship with his boss?
She was going to make him come in at noon on Friday.
Oh.
To work.
So she left a word out.
Yeah, she left in.
Did she realize that?
Corey might have been able to talk his way out of it, but then he posted a screenshot of the conversation on Twitter because he wanted everyone to know what had just gone down and his, you know,
he wanted to go viral.
Response. Yeah. And it did. And then on Wednesday, he quit his job over it.
Mm.
He didn't even try to stick around. I love that. Self-sabotage.
So she was mad because he posted the screenshot?
He just bailed.
Oh. Maybe he thought he was going to make money off going viral?
I'm sure he could have said, listen, I totally had no idea it was you.
If it's the way this is worded, it makes it...
Look, I'm a young man. I have random connections. I'm sure he
sounds like a great job. He didn't have to come in until noon.
Pretty good. Anyway,
that's a good story, Vin.
You like it?
A little bit.
All
scary.
Right.
I was a little bit scared during that one.
We didn't, did we?
No, we didn't.
No.
All right, we're good. Good. Here are some things that instantly put us in a better mood.
Okay. Ice cream.
Seeing a friend you haven't seen in a long time.
Oh, it is so lovely to like run into someone at the supermarket. Like, oh my God, great to see you.
The fan.
I saw Furry at the supermarket the other day. We were at two different checkout lines. I'm like, oh, and we're like looking at each other as we're getting our stuff. And as soon as our stuff was all done and bagged, we're like, it was nice.
You probably are like that when you see Sammy too, right?
I never see him.
You don't? What, you saw him just the other day at your party?
Sure, and at my party, I did. I gave him a little hug. And oh,
you
nice.
Did?
Thank you so much
you
for
hugged
coming.
Sammy Hagar.
Yeah.
Nice.
I can drive 55! No! He didn't stay that long, you know, so.
Do you ever say to him, do you remember the Wista?
No. I would never bring that up.
Coliseum?
No.
Van Halen?
The Worcester Centrum.
Worcester Centrum?
is that your Boston accent? It's excellent. It's really. It's great.
The Worcester Centrum?
Yep.
1986. 1990s. Oh, 84. That would have been David.
Yeah. I think it would have been.
The album 84, right?
Right. That was the last one, right?
It was. Well, no, the last they've done in one sense. Something.
Right.
Tattoos? I can't remember what the new one was called. Yeah. I bought it like a donkey. It's not good.
But no, I would never bring that story up to Sammy Hagar.
You wouldn't?
Yeah.
That's too bad. Because he saw you that day too, right?
Oh, yeah.
He was there.
He was in the...
With Eddie.
He was in... My girlfriend, Michelle, who's so hot, and I went into the bathroom.
Where's Michelle now?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't talk to her?
She screwed me over for like car payments and rent and everything.
Oh, Michelle. I know. That bee.
Yeah, she was. She just ditched me and left me with all this money that she owed me. Anyway, we were backstage at the Worcester Centrum.
Right.
And we went into the bathroom, and there was like an ante room, like a loungy type room that you'd walk through before you got into the restroom part. So we're in there, and we come out, and there's Sammy Hagar.
And your hair's all ratted up.
Oh, yeah.
And you're in a half like shirt.
Wearing like a whole rock
right.
outfit.
Different colored pumps.
Sure, and like, right. you know, tiger stripe spandex or something.
Nice.
It's like really, you know, full 80s.
Right.
Big, one of those big wide belts slung low on my hips.
Yeah.
Had the whole thing. You know what I'm
sure. Do.
I think I had some netting over the top of the half shirt,
like some
too.
Mesh thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Nice. No bra, though.
Oh, no.
Right.
No. So I'm 19, so hot. God, it was hot when I was 19. Oh, those days. So far gone. And so he's sitting out there getting interviewed by someone from like the Worcester.
Sammy is.
Yes.
Right.
And we're like, oh my God, Sammy. And then, we're talking to him and Michelle's doing like, oh, we should cut your hair. And she got her hands in his hair. He had just gotten that weird cut. Remember, he like sort of shaved the back and he had sort of the mop top on the front.
Sure.
Right when he got into Van Halen. And so we're just talking to him for a minute. And then we read it's always like the Worcester Weekly, you know, like.
The Gazette.
Yeah, but like those rock mags, you know, they were always having listings for bands and stuff. And we're reading it, and there's an article about that written by this dude about that, and Sarah and the Blonde are mentioned in the article.
Get out.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Sarah and the Blonde. Michelle, you
She didn't get her name in there.
Of course she didn't get your name in there. Yeah.
She must have said
Nobody.
My name.
Nobody.
You know.
Did Michelle pull her cans out too?
She didn't. She tried to get in the limo with Michael Anthony, and I was like pulling her. I'm like, we're not. That's not what we're here for. What are you doing? I saved her.
She could have notched her belt
with
more,
Michael Anthony,
right?
Or married him.
Yeah.
Really,
Sarah.
I'm sure that would have happened.
Seeing a friend you haven't seen in a long time.
Yes, makes you very happy.
Getting a good long hug can put you in a better mood.
I do love just a caring, loving hug. Aww.
Taking a long, hot shower. No, I'm good, thanks.
You know what? I actually feel bad about taking long showers.
Yeah, well, we're, you know, drought, California, not a good idea.
It does feel good, though.
Doing nice, small things for someone else.
That is true.
Petting a dog will make instantly put you in a better
absolutely.
Mood.
Absolutely.
That is true. Mm-hmm. Dogs are they're just made of love.
They're love, yeah.
Being able to sleep with no alarm.
Oh my God, I know that is the best.
It does. You know what? When it's vacation and you're like, I'm turning the alarm off.
There's no particular time I have to get up tomorrow. Mm. Wait, how about wearing the same chonies the whole weekend?
No. That's no one wants to do that.
You know, me and Yuzi do.
Come on. That's
finding money in your pocket you didn't know you had.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Neat. I love that.
Oh, we'll put you in a better mood.
Maybe that's the small, fun thing that you can do for someone that you love. Like, stick a 20 in a pocket.
A 20?
Sure, why not? Or a 5, whatever. Right. Whatever you got on you. Seems like I only ever have 20s. Because you get them at the ATM and then you just, that's
yeah, but
the one you have.
20's not getting away from me. 5 might, but 20, I'd be like, where's that goddamn 20?
I slipped it in someone else's pocket.
Dang, 20. Yuzette's going to ask me for money, and I'm not going to have any.
I don't ask you anymore because you never have any.
He's the guy with no cash. That's smart, though. Be the person who's like, no, sorry, I don't have any.
408 says, our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, when you get lip fillers, your lips never go back to the original size. A little bit of the fillers adhere to your natural collagen.
Oh.
So they will stay a little bit more plump than your original size, even if you never do fillers again.
Oh. Huh. Is that true in all the spots on your face?
I don't know.
I have a few 650 like
says, it was all a lie. Kylie still has her injections.
Oh.
That I believe that.
That it was a lie?
Well, I just believe that she might have said...
I got them removed.
You know, whatever. They'll say anything and it doesn't matter and it doesn't mean anything. So, but somehow it makes a news cycle and everyone knows it after that.
She's about to be the youngest billionaire ever.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was reading before we got to the news a story about the two most expensive homes.
Oh.
Did you read this article?
No, I didn't. Where, in the world or here?
Bel Air Homes duel to become America's most expensive. Celebrity
right
plastic,
on Bel Air?
In Bel Air.
Oh.
Celebrity plastic surgeon Raj Kanodia is asking $180 million for his Los Angeles mega mansion, $8 million less than a neighboring property.
Mm.
And they show all that...
Are they fabulous? Or are they houses that's like no one can really live here?
They're pretty
fabulous.
Rad.
Yeah,
they're pretty incredible.
You need like a full staff though, right?
They have full garage. Like
I'm pulling pictures.
Yeah,
God,
you should
your
look
taxes
at these.
Are just here, the taxes alone on that. Crazy.
Well, you don't. Obviously, you're not worried about that.
Right. I guess you're not. Right.
That's one of them.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. Look at that.
That's the other one. Look at the. You can see the cars down below there. It's got a underground
garage. Like a full
garage.
Underground garage. You know what though? They're just on the hill.
Oh,
everything's
you see
carved
that,
out.
The helicopter right here.
Oh damn! All right,
nice.
That's fine. That's I'll take it.
It's got a helicopter, Sarah.
It comes with a helicopter. Or you got to buy your own.
I don't know,
at least
but
it has
you know,
the pad for it.
Whoever owns that's got it over Drake. I'll tell you that right now.
That looks like the place that Bieber rented for a while. Remember, it had all those glass. Is that the place?
Well, anything with a view of the ocean overlooking the city is going to be all glass, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, there you go.
Yeah, no thanks. I like a regular house.
It's coming up in the trash, Sarah.
The new music, and actually, it's a weird day for that. There isn't a whole lot, but...
I took a look and went, there's nothing.
There's nothing. So we have a couple things, and some people that are coming to town soon, including someone who's going to be at Outside Lands. But also, there's a few, like we got a new single from Muse. We got a new... There's a few interesting tidbits in the music
all
today.
Right.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.